the potential for some of these cuts is going to turn out to be pretty ugly, I think it looks like.
Yeah, it looks like things are going to get fairly deep, and the interesting thing is it appears that pay and benefits may be first in line again for cuts. So in that sense, I guess 2012 is starting to look a lot like 2011.
Yeah. Well, the problem with that is that's where most of the money is. I mean, Secretary Gates and Admiral Mullen, when they were both still in the Pentagon, talked about this issue, and Secretary Gates in particular talked about health care costs. Eating the Pentagon alive was, I believe, the phrase that he used to describe it. So I guess it's in that context, it's not really a surprise that TRICARE is one of the places that Secretary Panetta may be focusing.
Yeah, I think that's right, that it's not really a shock. They've been talking about this for quite some time, and it is quite clear that the military has a budget problem relative to particularly its health benefits costs. So I think that it's not a big shock that that's coming at this point. And, you know, in the defense authorization bill that President Obama just signed, there's already some, movement in TRICARE to up the fees that people, in TRICARE pay, which haven't been raised in many years. So it's sort of a continuation of that trend.
This is a problem that you and I have talked about before, though, because by all measures, the money that men and women in uniform put into to pay for TRICARE is very, very low. But any time that anybody politically would try to increase that, of course, somebody on the other side is going to say he doesn't support the troops. And that's where this gets really dicey, potentially. I mean, as I read your blog post today, that we have linked up on federalnewsradio.com/in-depth, I just imagine the Buck McKeons and Carl Levins of the world saying, oh, no, we're not going to be the ones that went on record as being in favor of that.
Yeah, I think that might be true, although the budget situation is so dire now that I think it's changed the game. That if you're going to do that, it then becomes your responsibility to say, okay, then where will you come up with these cuts? And even the $450 billion or so that they've agreed to over the next 10 years, that's not an easy number to reach without cutting something that is really going to affect people's livelihoods. So it makes it tougher for them to answer to. And I also think that something has changed politically. It certainly changed last year and the year before that in terms of civil service pay and benefits, where those used to be considered basically untouchable. And that changed. And I think it may very well change with the military, especially with the drawdown of the war in Iraq and the coming drawdown of the war in Afghanistan. I think there's now sort of more of a political climate that says it's not necessarily being against the troops to say, hey, we're moving into a different era now, and we're not just going to keep having things go up the way they've always been.
I think the pay and benefits driver, though, in the civil service was the president, and that gave people who might be inclined toward not supporting a pay freeze some cover to say, well, no matter what I do about it, it's going to happen anyway, so I'll just go along with it, to their constituents who would not be in favor of that. This is a little different because I don't really see anybody other than Secretary Panetta at this point that's really pushing it. There are a few people in Congress, but nobody in a really high level of high position of leadership that can really push that.
Yeah, I think that's true. And I think it is a different situation than it was with the civil service pay increase. But I also think that it, again, is it's a different set of circumstances. And people have been through now 3 years or so of hard times. And there's a lot of people who are not getting raises and who don't have anywhere near the benefits that the military gets. And it's a tough case to say we have to continue giving what a lot of people consider to be sort of gold-plated benefits. I think the climate has changed somewhat. We'll see if that happens, but there's pretty steep cuts that have to be made, and I'm not sure there's going to be a stomach to do them without touching these things, which, as you noted, that leaders across the spectrum have been saying, who look at the numbers are saying these are really kind of eating the Pentagon's budget alive.
Now, the all of these issues are difficult. All of these issues are potentially having have a lot of impact on people all over the Pentagon. the problem, as we talked about, is that the Secretary Panetta can say whatever he wants. The President can say whatever he wants. All this has to go through Congress. And we've all seen what happens to anything that goes to Congress in the last year, year and a half. What do you think when you add that into this process, into this mix?
I think it does make it more difficult, but I also think that there it's not going to really be possible for Congress to just keep on saying, you know, we're going to just keep on spending money and keep on adding to the deficit. That's not politically tenable either. And I think we saw that play out in the second half of last year, that as tough as it was, there were some cuts that were made. And it gets tougher and tougher, but I do think that it's not as though it's politically easy anymore to say we're just simply going to take the easy way out.
All of these things we'll learn about, it looks like, in the coming week. The New York Times reporting, along with Bloomberg, that Secretary Panetta will put this plan out this week. All the other agencies are starting to get their budget plans together and get ready to send them to OMB. What do you think will be the reaction if some pretty severe things like this happen at the Pentagon? What do you think people at other agencies will be thinking as they're getting ready to hand their plans in?
Well, I think they'll be thinking what they probably already were thinking, which is things are going to be tough for us from here on out, pretty much across the board. And, you know, the Obama administration made that clear last year that they were going to be tougher. I think Congress is going to probably hold them to that. And I think as you see the presidential race heat up, the pressure only gets greater. Now, you know, whether these will be utterly draconian cuts, we'll see. And, you know, they do stretch out over a pretty long period of time. But, you know, the money's not going to keep going up. It's only going to go up in pockets, and in some cases, it's going to go down. And they're clearly going to start attacking these big pots of money, and, you know, benefits in particular are one of them.